Good evening and welcome to this service of worship on the longest night of the year. It is a short day and a long night of darkness. And we come to this space to recognize that it's not always the most wonderful time of the year. Sometimes we come into this season carrying grief and pain and anxiety. And this is a place where we can name those things and lay them before God and seek comfort and hope. And we hope that you will find that this evening. A couple of notes about the service. If you are worshiping with us from home, we are so glad that you are joining us online. There should be a link to the bulletin in the chat, as well as a link to a Google form. Later in the service, we will have a time for prayer, and you are welcome to submit prayer requests via that Google form, and we will be happy, and it will be our honor to light candles here in the sanctuary on your behalf. We will also be sharing in communion this evening, so if you're at home, we invite you to find bread and a cup so that you can share in the holy meal along with us. And finally, I encourage you to find a warm and cozy blanket to snuggle up in this evening as a tangible reminder of the love of God surrounding you. And for those of you here in the sanctuary, we are so glad you are in this place. As I mentioned, we will have an opportunity for prayer later in the service. There will be a chance to come forward for communion. You can go and light a candle at the station over there. Katie Minnis will be in our transept, and she will be there available to anoint you with oil if you would like, and to pray with you if you'd like. And finally, we have some prayer shawls available for you if that would be something that you or a loved one would appreciate. These are prayer shawls that are made by folks in our congregation who gather and pray over the people who will receive them. And so another tangible sign of God's love wrapped around us this evening. We are so glad that you are here, and we pray that you experience the comfort of Emmanuel, God with us, and we pray that you experience hope in the midst of this longest night of the year. Let us worship together.
Oh, we find ourselves in darkness.
May we also find a blessing.
When we find ourselves in shadows.
May we also find a welcome.
On this longest night of the year.
May we be
on this longest night of the year.
As we light the first candle of our Advent wreath, let us take notice of the places where God's light shines and pray for those whose hearts are weighed down by sorrow and despair. As we light this second candle, let us remember God's mercy. Let us pray for those who are in need of forgiveness and those who seek to forgive. As we light the third candle, let us give thanks for the gift of salvation and pray for those who feel hopeless and those who seek healing. And as we light the fourth candle, let us give thanks for God's peace. Let us pray for those who are victims of violence and for those who perpetrate violence. Holy One, be the light in our darkness this night. Help us to reflect your light into the dark corners of our world. Amen.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Let us now bring ourselves fully before God in confession, that we might receive the fullness of God's mercy and grace. This evening, we will sing our prayer of confession with a verse from O Little Town of Bethlehem. After that, we will observe a few moments of silent prayer, and then we will close our prayer time by singing the refrain once more. Friends, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters.
God of creation, speak words of hope in darkness and in light.
Then the people stood at a distance, while Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was.
God of the prophets, speak words of hope in darkness and in light.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined.
God of all people, speak words of hope in darkness and in light.
For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
Emmanuel, God with us, speak words of hope in darkness and in light.
Thanks be to God, who speak words of hope in darkness and in light.
Throughout the Bible, many express their lament to God. In the book of Psalms, the book of worship, complaints, anger, frustrations, tears, and bitterness were often laid bare upon the table. People of Jesus' day would show their sorrow by wearing scratchy sackcloth, tearing their clothes, putting ashes on their face and head. Somewhere along the way, however, we began to think that this was not okay. So we do the opposite. We wipe the tears from our eyes, put on our best clothes, our best smiles to show God and others that we are handling our problems just fine. Tonight is an opportunity to be honest with God. It is an opportunity to acknowledge our loneliness, our sorrow, our grief, and our sadness. It is an invitation to let the disappointments we carry bring us in a deeper relationship with God. I have said before, many think the mountaintop experiences are what draws us closer to God. But tonight, I want us to consider the ways that God works powerfully in darkness. In fact, the very first words we find in Scripture, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, tells us, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." We do not get to the famous words, "Let there be light," until verse 3. But let us not get ahead of ourselves. There was something going on before that. The earth was formless and empty. Yet God's Spirit was present there, hovering in the midst of that darkness. Tonight, we may feel empty, but there's hope, my friends, hope of the Spirit stirring in our darkness, laying the groundwork for the anticipation of a powerful new day. Later on, God's people were wandering in the wilderness. God called Moses to him on Mount Sinai. God's presence became associated with this mountain, yet was surrounded by thick clouds and darkness. Exodus chapter 20, verse 21 says, "The people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick cloudness where God was." Moses entered the wilderness. He entered that darkness where God was. In Psalms, David answered to God, "Where can I go from your spirit, or flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there." Moses entered the darkness where God was. Even in the midst or what seems scary, disoriented, confusing. We know that God is there. God is with us. Take a moment to reflect on the times you have sensed God's presence with you, even in the darkness. Maybe a phone call from a friend, a song that played on the radio just in time, a word from the scripture that spoke to you, or maybe even here in this place tonight, you sense that God is near. We call this season Advent, in a time where we remember the coming of Jesus on a dark night so long ago. We rush to put up our Christmas trees, to decorate our homes, to see bright lights and tinsels on every corner. Yet, those who were waiting and hoping for a Messiah to appear was living in a very dark time. They had gone on for generations and generations, being separated from each other, being ruled by others, feeling as though God had abandoned them. Isaiah describes them as those living in a land of deep darkness. But hear the words of hope that he offers. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 3 tells us, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in darkness, the light will shine on them." Later on in this same chapter, we hear the promise of what that light will be like. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." If you're walking in darkness tonight, this story is your story. There's hope for you. For the great light has come into our world, and his name is Jesus. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Holy God, in this season of anticipation of the coming of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks and praise. You created all things and called them good. You made us in your image. And even when we became angry or confused or turned against you, you did not desert us. You delivered us from captivity and made covenant to be our sovereign God. You spoke to us through prophets and psalmists who assured us of your constant presence and steadfast love. Therefore, with the prophets and all who looked for a better age to come, with your people in all ages, the whole company of heaven, we praise your name and we join their unending hymn, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, holy Lord,
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest."
Holy is your name and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent in the fullness of time to be a light to the nations and to each of us. In Jesus, you offer comfort in the midst of pain and grief. You bring hope to those who suffer and sorrow. You give assurance when we are uncertain. You offer freedom from shame and guilt. In the promise of your never-ending love, from which nothing can separate us, we can claim peace and a quiet joy. Even when we can see but a glimmer, we know the light of your love overcomes all darkness. Your own Son came among us as a servant to be Emmanuel, your presence with us. He humbled himself and freely accepted death on a cross.
On the night he offered himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from captivity to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And so, in remembrance of all your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we ask you to accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, which we offer in union with Christ's sacrifice for us, as a living and holy surrender of ourselves, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Send the power of your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts, that in the breaking of this bread and the drinking of this cup, we may know the presence of the living Christ, that we may be one body in him, that we may faithfully serve him in the world, and look forward to that day foretold by the prophets and apostles, when the one who came in humility and who comes today in word and spirit shall come in final victory. The day when there will be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more death. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.
And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
This evening, as I mentioned earlier, you are invited to come forward if you are comfortable doing so. You may light candles at the station to my right and your left, and you might light them for yourself or for a loved one. That is a sign of the light of Christ coming into our world and into our lives. We ask that you light from the back to the front so that people aren't having to reach over flames to light a candle. If you're joining us online, as I mentioned, there should be a QR code in the bulletin link if you follow that, or it should be a link in the chat that you can follow to submit a prayer request. You are also here in the sanctuary invited to the transept to my left to pray. Katie will be available to pray with you if you wish, and to anoint you with oil if you so desire. Anointing with oil is an ancient tradition in the church. The oil is a symbol of the healing love of God that comes to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you would like Katie or me to pray with you, or if you would like to be anointed, just catch her eye. We also have prayer shawls available for you to take with you. These have been lovingly made by folks in our church who have prayed for the recipients as they have been made. Feel free to take one for you or for a loved one. And finally, you are invited to come forward and receive communion. They will be offered by hand from the servers here in the center. We invite you to open your hands to receive the bread and the cup, and then make your way to the communion rail, where you may either kneel or stand. We ask that you would remove one side of your mask and partake of the meal, and then put your mask back on and secure it. You are welcome to remain standing or kneeling there as long as you wish. If you're not comfortable receiving communion at the rail, or simply prefer to receive at your seat, I will be coming around the sanctuary to bring elements to you. Those who are served in their seats will receive a prepackaged communion cup and wafer. As you see me pass by, just wave your hand or catch my eye. All of our elements this evening are gluten-free. This is a table that is hosted by Christ, and all are welcome to partake in this holy meal. You are welcome here. Everything is ready, and we invite you to come as you feel led. May you experience God's peace and God's grace in this time of prayer.
Loving God, we come to you tonight carrying our burdens of grief, of disappointments, our longings, our questions, and our sorrows. But we did not enter into this place holding these things on our own, and we will not leave here now unaccompanied. God of compassion, thank you for how you've reminded us in this space of your everlasting presence with us, of your refusal to leave us on our own, of your pervasive, all-consuming love from which we can never be separated. Keep watch, Holy Spirit, as we go forth and wade through this longest night, knowing tomorrow will dawn with infinitesimally more light. And so the next day and the next, until we see the fullness of your glory on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Friends, go forth this night knowing that you do not go alone. Go with the love of God, the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. May you go with comfort and hope this night. Amen.